2014 meeting of the Committee for Citizen Involvement to order. Tonight, we're going to have a presentation by David Reeser relating to the Springfield McVeigh Improvement Transit Feasibility Study Stakeholder Advisory Group, or SAG. Membership, the categories, and folks that they're bringing forward and recommending, so.
SAG.
Yeah.
It's a great acronym.
All right.
All right. Greetings, Commissioners. It's a pleasure to be before you tonight. And I'll just cover a few highlights, and then the main point of me being here tonight is to hear from you, your input on this group. So, as you likely know, Springfield is partnering now with LTD on the Maine McVeigh Transit Improvement Feasibility Study. And the purpose of that project is to look at that corridor, the Maine McVeigh corridor, and talk to stakeholders as well as the general public, and then look at technical analysis too, and see if there's some options for that corridor to improve on the transit route that's out there. And through this project team that we've set up, we have some different committees, and the main, I guess I'd call it a decision-making body is the governance team, and on that committee we have the mayor as well as Councilor Woodrow. Those are our two city representatives on that, and then there's two LTD board members as well, and then Gino and then Ron Kilcoin from LTD. And so that group recently directed staff to form a stakeholder group that will help us in this project, so similar to other planning studies that the city does. And in your packet, you'll see there's the draft list of membership categories for the stakeholder group. And this was a result of brainstorming from staff and then bringing it back to the governance team last month for their input. And we made some edits, and then that's reflected in this document here. But the next step that we wanted to do was to bring it before you all as the CCI and get your input on these categories to see if you agree, if there's things you feel like shouldn't be in there, or if there's things we should add, things like that. And then after I hear from you all, then I'll start a recruitment process where we'll be recruiting actual names to fill in this slot. And we'll actually be going back to the project governance team for them to appoint those positions. And one background thing I wanted to note was, or for you to consider, is as we came up with this list of membership criteria or of categories, there's a total of 19 that you see there. And when you form a committee like this, we're really trying to balance between making sure that we get as many perspectives as possible, but then also trying to make sure it's a manageable size for the committee. So keep in mind that this committee is one piece of a greater public involvement or public outreach process. So we'll also try to reach out to people through open houses and focus groups, things like that. But that said, we want to make sure that, again, we get as much representation on here as possible. One additional thing I wanted to note, if you look at the membership categories, I think it was yesterday or the day before, had an agenda prep meeting with Commissioner James, and he made, a great suggestion under the bicycle and pedestrian interests. He said that would be a good spot to invite somebody from the BPAC, the city's Bike and Ped Advisory Committee, so that I thought might be a good edit that we could throw in there. But aside from that, I'll leave it open for any comments or questions that you have.
One comment. Just for general interest, yesterday I was driving down McVeigh Highway from the traffic signal to the bridge. There's cars. It only happens, I think, when classes are out, but that's the most cars I've ever seen ever. You have Springfield School District on here. Mm-hmm. None of Glenwood is in Springfield School District. Just for interest.
Okay, that's true. So, they're in 4J, correct? Yeah. So the McVeigh portion.
Yeah. I have no problems with it, but I.
Okay.
As far as buses, things like that.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, Johnny?
Yeah, I've lived here a long time, but I'm still, where are the parameters of Main Street McKay corridor again? Where does it, McVeigh, sorry, not McKay. McVeigh Highway starts right there and goes toward LCC Goshen, right?
The traffic signal intersection?
Is this Glenwood?
I'm the one that helped put the urban growth boundary through there, so I know exactly where it is. We use the ridge line down through there, that was the urban growth boundary, but it might be shifted a little bit on the maps, but. Down where the traffic signal is, where you go onto I-5?
Way down there.
Way down there, Springfield City Limits goes to that spot.
And this, I mean, that's correct, and then this project specifically will be looking at transit connections all the way to or from LCC, and then going into Springfield McVeigh, and then at the Franklin McVeigh intersection, and then heading east, all down Main Street, all the way east.
All the way?
Yeah.
City Limits?
We're still finalizing the scope for this project, but it'll likely be looking probably a little ways past Bob Straub Main Street intersection.
So it really encompasses all from LCC all the way down the bay, around the corner and clear out.
Yeah, exactly. Actually, for all intents and purposes, probably, let's see, probably to Thurston Transit Station would be the east point. But yeah, that whole corridor will be looking.
Right there in front of Bi-Mart, right? Is that it? Thurston, oh, well, right there, Bob Straub.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
How do others feel about having somebody from the BPAC? Do you guys agree?
That's great.
Well, I can just tell you from the time that I spent on that with that group, they're really.
They're pumped up.
They're pumped up, and they want to be involved, and they're very, very, I mean, many of them, that's the main way they get around.
Yeah.
So they're really interested in this. So I think it'd be really good. And a lot of them are very interested in Main Street.
Up to Thurston.
Yeah.
Well, another thing, too, is that one of the transportation open houses we had is a concern of bicyclists getting from downtown Springfield out to LCC.
Yeah.
Because McVeigh is not a convenient or even
sure
a feasible means of getting out there, bicycle-wise.
Can we do a / BPAC bicycle enthusiast? Have two, make it 20 altogether? Is that going to be a problem?
Is that manageable? That's what I'm wondering, is even that size that you have listed there.
We could. I guess
you could drop one of the.
Oh,
I was going to say you could drop one of the at large and make it 5 instead of 6.
Yeah, that's true. What would, if I may ask, what would be your intent of that? Is it just to expand beyond the committee itself?
I mean, what were you? How would you do the BPAC? Just put BPAC in there?
Yeah.
Instead of bicycle pedestrian interests?
Because you have the other Springfield residents.
Some of them are going to be bicycle or pedestrian. They're going to have interest in all that.
They would have the interest in that. So.
But there again, you only
have. You have two senior and or disabled folks.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, as I think this community is my personal opinion now, this community is really gelling around transportation and bicycle and pedestrian, you know, with the Middle Fork and Trail and all the things that are coming to fruition and the planning for the pathway down Franklin. And, you know, I think having a little more voice in terms of bicycle and pedestrian, you really have two aspects there, you know, because, you know, you've got potentially bicycle can be in the roadway, it's not going to be on the
sidewalk,
you know. So
it's just
important
that
they're represented.
Okay. Yeah, we could do two there and have one BPAC and one general bike ped interest.
Keeping in mind the attendance, again, we've talked about that many times. You only get
70%.
We haven't finalized that yet, but we will before we solicit. But it'll likely be, I'd say, you know, about once a month. It's approximately a 12-month project. So,
yeah, okay.
But we're gonna have them meet, you know, at specific project milestones, but we'll try to set it up so that it's, you know, about once a month. Maybe a little longer, maybe once every 6 weeks or so.
And what's the outcome that you're looking for? Are you looking for like a kind of like a plan to be done in the next like 12
sort
months?
Sort of. It's it'll be a study, and it's this is a first step towards any future construction of transit improvements that would happen along that corridor. And so we first do this type of it used to be called an alternatives analysis, where you look at different types of alternatives, but that definition has changed a bit. I won't get
kind of like
those.
Willamette Street, right?
Yeah. I won't get into the details. We have enough time. But anyways, long story short is that this is the first step, and then you get into what's called NEPA, kind of like what we're doing on Franklin Boulevard. It's the environmental studying of the project. And but this, the general purpose of this is to narrow down what could be a broad range of different transit improvement options, everything from doing nothing all the way to like full-blown annex and everything in between it. And so our hope is to narrow it down to maybe like two or three different options that we would then move into the NEPA process with LTD.
So this group is, this isn't a decision-making group, it's an input advisory group. And, and the ground rules aren't necessarily consensus. It's kind of like the other process you guys had. It's about
consensus. It's
kind input.
Of a, yeah, kind of a sounding board. They will make recommendations, which would then go to the governance team. And then from there, that'll go to the planning commission and up to the council as well. So it's basically a group of stakeholders and or citizens that you know, we can get put from the recommendations.
Very similar to the kibble.
That's right. Very
did the commercial industrial.
Yeah, you were on
supply.
That.
Year and a half.
Yeah.
Well, I was just curious because when we were, you know, looking at some of the development options for Franklin, and there were some great drawings of how certain transportation could be, you know, with a single spot for bicyclists or pedestrians and stuff. So I just wanted to see, wasn't sure how that was all going to kind of play into it, if those kind of options would be talked about and
we'll talk about it at a pretty broad level during this
just
study.
Because Franklin hasn't really been figured out yet.
Just because Franklin itself is further along in the process, so it's actually, you know, going through design. We won't do any detailed design work at this stage, but we'll be talking, again, kind of more broader brush of what people are interested in. And then once we narrow it down to some narrower options, then from there we'll go into that NEPA study and start talking more specifically about like what types of pedestrian amenities or things like that. But we will be talking, though, you know, higher level of do we want to have a lot of pedestrian connections to transit or not? Like, how is that? How much does the city and the community value that? Mm-hmm. So that will be part of the conversation, just not into the specific design.
So you do have representation from OMOT and BEST,
that's
which
right.
are both,
opposing
I don't know if they're PACs or what they are exactly, but they have opposing viewpoints on the transit issue. And I think that's good. Our money, our transit.
Yeah.
And but the thing that I appreciate about this is you're identifying we want a Springfield resident business owner that is you know aligned with each of those viewpoints so that they can be aired and they can have an opportunity to bring those to the table. So I think that's a good open healthy process.
Great. Yeah, that was definitely something we also heard from the governance team, and both of these groups are beyond just Springfield. They're Eugene and Springfield, and so that's why they really wanted to stress that we get somebody from Springfield.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tim.
It's mentioning this four different studies that are going on.
Oh, yeah.
And I would imagine there's probably people such as yourself that are involved in more than one of those studies.
Sure.
But the interplay between the different studies and different groups and the exchange of information, how is the coordination taking place?
Sure.
As far as these different studies all at the same time?
Yeah, it's at first, looking at it, it seemed pretty daunting and very complicated, but we've worked through some ideas on how to really communicate well together, all these different groups. And one of the challenges was that these projects, they reach more than just one agency. You have, you know, City of Springfield, PDI LTD, Point to Point Solutions, you have ODOT, and all these players. And but it's really turned into a good opportunity that I hope we can model in future projects as well. But so, for example, we set up these different tiers of decision making for all of these projects together. And so that governance team that I mentioned, that group of people, they're set up not just for this transit study, but they also provide guidance to staff for these other Main Street projects as well. So that's one way that collectively you have this group of decision makers that are weighing in on each of these projects and their processes and making sure that they're consistent. And then more at the staff level, we meet every other week for all these projects. So all the project managers meet together, and then we try to combine our public involvement processes so that when we're going, you know, if we go door to door talking face to face with business owners, we don't want 1 week, you know, having me go out and knock on the door and say, oh, I'm talking to you about transit, and then a week later Linda Pauly comes and says, I'm talking to you about land use visioning, and they're to the layperson, they're like, this is all the same, like what are you doing? You're not coordinating. So we're really trying to make sure that we have a shared message and take advantage of each project's public outreach and make sure that we're mentioning each project aspect at the same time.
I imagine that governance team then is going to be involved in the process of smoothing out different conclusions from different studies if it turns out to be that way.
Yeah, definitely. And we've also tried to set it up so that, for example, the land use visioning piece that Linda Pauly is managing, that right now is a few months out in advance of this transit study, and it's really working out well so that she's out there talking to community members about what their overall vision is of the Main Street corridor, and then that then can be, that information she collects can feed into this transit study, because the transportation system needs to serve whatever land use patterns are decided upon.
So start high and kind of work your way down through.
Well, I noticed there is, and probably everyone's noticed, there's a open house coming up next month.
Vision. Yeah, I think it's March 6th
or something like that.
Okay. Other questions or input? I think it looks good. I think the process looks good. I think you've gotten some good feedback from your planning commission. So, yes, John.
I'd like to just make a comment that, working with Dave over the last 7-8 years on different stakeholder committees, couldn't be a better man for the job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
All right, you bet.
All right.
Okay, well, the CCI is now adjourned.
Is there a
So 39-36, Washington's ahead. They went on a 9-2 run the last 3 minutes. We were up by two. 7-2.